Okay, good morning, Rabbi. We're finishing up in the night, continuing in the next couple of quick minutes over here. Some of the halachas pertaining to the putting on of tzitzit in the morning. The Shulchan Aruch brings, again, we're following in Siman Ches, we're up to Sif Ches right now. The Shulchan Aruch brings a rather important halacha regarding Hilchot Tzitzit, something that actually can add quite a bit to our at least appreciation and focus on the mitzvah of tzitzit as well. The Shulchan Aruch notes, the way the Bach explains, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah here, that there is a very unique halacha that governs our kavanas, our mindset, when we're putting on the tzitzit in the morning. We're classically used to the idea there is a halacha called mitzvah srichos kavana. A person, the chatchila, is meant to have in mind before he does any mitzvah that's out there to remind himself that what he's about to do is an action that was commanded to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, halacha kol mitzvah srichos kavana. We're always supposed to be aware that we're about to do a mitzvah before we do that mitzvah. When it comes to tzitzit, the Shulchan Aruch points out there's actually something a little bit beyond that that goes into the mitzvah of tzitzit as well. And that is, as the Shulchan Aruch points out, the idea is we're supposed to have an additional thing in mind, that just to cite to Zalashin over here, that the mitzvah, the idea of wearing the tzitzit is Kadesh Nizkor Kol Mitzvosov La'asosam, the idea of why the Torah told us that we're supposed to be wearing tzitzit, as told to us in the Parish of Tzitzit that we read every single day, twice a day, is in order to remember the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do the mitzvahs. We have to actually go out and do those mitzvahs practically, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch brings it in. Before we put the tzitzit on in the morning, we actually have to have an extra additional kavana in mind that I'm trying to be mekayim this concept that when I see these tzitzit, when I'm wearing the tzitzit that I have on me, I'm going to remember the mitzvahs and obviously put that idea into practice in the form of the kiyum of the mitzvahs actually before. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out that halacha is only a lechatchila. In other words, if a person forgot to keep in mind why he's wearing the tzitzit, he's still yotzei the mitzvah. But I think we all understand the benefits of trying to be mekayim that particular halacha on a lechatchila level. It certainly gives us a focus and understanding on what it is that we're doing when we're putting the tzitzit on. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the name of the Bach. There are two other mitzvahs in the Torah that have a special kavana like that as well, where the Torah itself basically gives us the reason behind the mitzvah, and the Bach explains the idea behind that is that the Torah is telling us, we want you to know why you're doing this mitzvah. Not enough to just do it, but you have to understand it. One of them obviously was tzitzit that we just mentioned. The other mitzvah is the mitzvah of tefillin. The Torah tells us that the purpose mentioned at the end of Parshas Bo, wearing the tefillin, is the purpose of wearing the tefillin is in order to remind us of the parshios of the Torah that we should speak in Divrei Torah, etc. The other mitzvah, the third mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Torah says all of us have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with the Anana Yakovot by the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And by those three of the mitzvahs, the theme of the mitzvah and the idea is meant to be kept in mind. Now, one last halakha over here. We'll see how much time we have. And by governing the putting on of the tzitzit, Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha in Sifa Tes, and this gives rise to a number of different issues way beyond the halachas of tzitzit as well. Shulchan Aruch brings down a halacha that before a person puts the tzitzit on the morning, he has to inspect his tzitzit, to check them out, to make sure that they're still kosher. Now, as of yet, we don't exactly know what a kosher pair of tzitzit is. We'll get up to that in the next couple of days. But as Mechaber brings in it, then we want to check out the tzitzit to make sure they're kosher. Now, the shail is, why exactly is there that halacha? And here we have a machlokas amongst the Rishonim. The way the Shulchan Aruch brings it, the opinion of some of the Rishonim, is that the idea of checking the tzitzit before you put them on, in other words, taking them in your hand and looking each one of the tzitzit at least quickly to make sure that they're there. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the reason behind that is that we don't want to make chalila v'chas a bracha livatala. We're going to be making a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis or lehisasefa tzitzis. You want to make sure that the bracha is actually made properly, that you're making the mitzvah, that shouldn't be a bracha livatala. So we check out the tzitzis before we go and wear them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that many, many of the Rishonim and certainly Achronim as well feel that there's an additional reason, another reason why the person has to check out the tzitzit, and that's as follows. Okay, then we'll discuss what the nafkaminas are after we get both reasons down pat. The other reason given why a person is supposed to inspect the tzitzit is, as again the Mishnah Berurah elaborates, actually sort of a long piece there in the Mishnah Berurah, a little bit longer than normal, is that we know classically there's a halacha called a chazaka. Somebody can have a chezkas kashrus. Yesterday morning I checked my tzitzis. I knew they were okay. I saw they were all there. So I know that the tzitzis are okay. I assume they're fine based on the principle of chazaka until I know, or unless I know, that they're not fine anymore. So in theory it would make a lot of sense that there's no reason to have to check your tzitzis in the morning before you put them on, because you know they're there. They've always been there. They were there yesterday. Why should I bother checking them out? So here some of the Rishonim say as follows. Again, this is based on a sugya towards the beginning of the first parak in Masechet Pesachim. They explain like this, that perhaps there's a halacha, according to some of the Rishonim, that although we have a right to rely upon a chazaka, a chezkas kashrus, but lechatchila, ideally we try not to rely on a chazaka of kashrus. We try to inspect to make sure that we actually know with our own eyes, we know empirically that whatever it is actually kosher. So it is true that it's probably kosher. It is true that we know it was there yesterday. Nevertheless, we want to inspect l'chatchila to make sure that that's going to be okay. Now, one of the simple nafkaminas between these two ideas is the concept over here. We're especially worried about a bracha levatala, right? The first opinion says, I'm not so worried about the cheskas kashrus. You don't have to inspect that. Once they were kosher yesterday, you assume they're fine today as well. But a bracha levatala, that's a very serious issue. So about a bracha levatala, we're going to be extra careful. So that opinion would say as follows. If you have a scenario where you're not actually making a bracha on the tzitzis that you're putting on, there'd be no reason to actually check out the tzitzis in the morning. On the other hand, according to the other opinion that says that we don't lechatchila rely on the concept of a chazaka, but rather you want to check yourself out and make sure you're okay, so even if you're not making a bracha on the tzitzis, a person would have to check them anyway. What do we mean, yes or no, making a bracha on the tzitzis? So for example, right, those who wear talis gadol, right, we're going to learn halacha coming up soon, that the custom is, the minhag is, that we don't make a bracha when we put on the talis katan in the morning. You wait until you put on the talis gadol, right? So according to one opinion, you wouldn't have to bother checking out your tzitzis when you put them on in the morning, because you're not making a bracha on them anyway. You would reserve the bidika until you're putting on the talis gadol in the morning. And the other opinion, of course, would say that you have to check them out. Now the Mishabura recommends that it's better to follow that second opinion that says whenever you're putting them on, try lechatchila not to rely on the chazaka and check them out. Now one of the other areas where this comes up, totally not related to the halachas of tzitzis, but just to give you an example where the far-reaching implications of this machlokas are, we all probably come from communities back at home here in Eretz Yisrael as well, where you have Erevin around the community that allow the community to carry outside on Shabbos. Right? So let's say the Erev is put up, and we know the Erev is put up properly. It was checked out the first time, it's all in place, boom, we announce, okay, right now, Baruch Hashem, in our community, the brand new Erev is actually up and in action. So it's checked, you know it's okay, it has a Chezkas Kashrus. Is there a need to check week by week, winter, spring, summer, fall, rain, shine, snow, etc., is there a reason to go out and actually check an Erev? Well, if you assume, like the opinion that the Chavetz Chaim quotes over here, that the idea of a Chezkas Kashrus is a bidi'evid you can rely upon, but lechatchila, you always want to check it out, so the Erev has to be inspected every single week, no matter what. You don't lechatchila rely upon the fact that you know that it had a chazak of Kashrus. According to the opinion that's quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch himself, though, who says that the only reason why you're inspecting your tzitzis is because you're worried about a bracha levatala, well, we're not making brachos on the Erev that we're using every week. We're allowed to rely on a Chezkas Kashrus. According to that opinion, it's not as pressing of a need to inspect the Erev on a weekly basis, because once you know that it was up, so you assume that was fine. But again, like we pointed out before, the Mishabura says, quoting from some of the great poskim, the Vilna Gaon and the Bira Grav and others as well, that l'chatchila we follow this other opinion that says that we do want to try to check them out. Now, the contemporary Achronim point out that the truth be told that in today's day and age, this halacha is not as pressing as it might have used to have been. Today, most of us buy, whether it's a store-made tzitzit in terms of them actually coming ready on the baguette, or very least we buy string that we made in a factory in some kind of a store. The strings today are made quite strong. We've gotten good at the tzitzit making field that's there. Today, bottom line is, we know the tzitzit don't really rip all that often. They don't really break all that much. It's rather rare that it's actually going to break. And therefore, some of the contemporary poskim, Rav Vazner, Shuvin, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Avadya Yosef as well, pointed out that It's not, we don't have to be so incredibly, incredibly makbid today about that halacha. It's an even stronger than a regular cheskas kashis. It's almost 100% that you know that the gnats are going to rip, unless you're in a circumstance where you know that they have reason to believe that the tzitzis might get caught. And one of my kids in their class a couple of years ago had a, I guess the kid was a little bit off his rocker. The kid, someone used to walk around in class, or walk around, whatever it was. Somehow or another, some kid used to manage to sniff with a scissor, other kids' tzitzis, whoever's sitting in front, around, and back. So kids would come home on a daily basis, and the tzitzis would have been cut off their baguettes until they noticed, right, what was going on and actually dealt with the problem. So sometimes you can't assume anything. You have these little wacky tzitzis snippers over there that are cutting things. So again, obviously you have to make sure every couple of minutes that you think you still got your things down. Or sometimes people, let's say, wear their tzitzis out of their pants, and for some reason kids today, it's very popular to wear rather long, overly long tzitzis, and they're dangling down past your knees on the floor, etc. Those things sometimes can get caught in a bush or somewhere, you don't know what, and they can rip as well. If that's the case, maybe check it out a little bit more. But classically, if you wear regular size tzitzis, certainly if you wear tzitzis tucked into your pants, you're not so worried that they're going to rip. Mishnah Berurah brings another example. If a person, let's say, takes his talus off in the morning, and then checks the tzitzis before he takes it off, knows that they're there, folds up the talus, puts it in his bag, and nothing's happening probably between today and tomorrow. The tzitzis are tucked away safely in your talus bag. Again, the Mishnah Berurah paskens one does not really make or didn't have to bother checking out the tzitzis as well, because you really have a not more than a chazak. You have a safety. They've been tucked away in a bag that they are going to be okay. That being said, we all know and the prevalent minhag is that certainly when a person is putting on his talus in the morning, you'll notice that people put the talus over their right shoulder, they inspect the tzitzis quickly, and then make the brach and put them on. That is the classic accepted practice. And again, as we added before though, if a person has whatever reason to believe that the tzitzis might have gotten caught or banged or something over the course of the day, before one puts them on, they do want to try to make sure to check out those tzitzis and what he called. Even if he's not making a brach on them, we try to inspect them if there's reason to assume that there might have been some issue with the chazaka. One very last quick halacha, and then we'll call it quits for today. Very quick, and Mechaber brings a din and sif. You'd overhear this. The question was brought up last time you met as well. If a person is putting on his tzitzis in the morning and his hands are not 100% clean and he can't make a bracha. So, for example, we learn that a person tries to wash negelvasa in the morning as quickly as possible and you want the tzitzis to go on ASAP. So the person is getting dressed, and oftentimes as you're getting dressed, you're putting on your pants, your socks, whatever it is, before you get up to putting on the tzitzis, so your hands have touched things or become dirty, and the person technically, halachically, is not really supposed to make a bracha at that stage in the game. The Shulchan Aruch points out what the person does, of course, is you put the tzitzis on without making a bracha. Since you can't make the bracha, as soon as the hands are going to be clean, you just take the tzitzis and you mamashmesh, which basically means you shake them, people today kiss them, etc., and you make a bracha at that stage in the game. The mishmush, the idea of just moving your tzitzis around, is meant just to be some other maisa, some little action you're doing with your tzitzis, obviously you're not really putting them on over again, and since you're still wearing your tzitzis anyway, the bracha is still appropriate at that stage in the game, and that would be the practice for a person is putting on the tzitzis, and what do you call, while he's getting dressed in the morning, when he wasn't actually able to make the bracha on time. Yeah. That you answer this, but the evidence is okay. But the evidence that would still be all right without a problem. Here, both. That's all for today. Good morning. Enjoy your day and learn well, Mr. Shep.